Kalim chap 16 Mishnah 1. Kol kli eitz shenechelek l'shnayim. If you have a wooden utensil that splits into two, so now it will be considered broken. And tahor, therefore, because it's broken, it will be considered purified. And if it was impure before, it's no longer impure. And it also becomes insusceptible to further impurity. Chutz mishulchan hakafol, except for the following, a double table, which has two parts attached with hinges that could be used, either folded up or out, right? So each half of the table is usable, functional as a table in and of itself, and therefore if it broke into half, it still, you know, it doesn't lose its impurity. V'tamchoy hamiznoin, also a serving bowl for different kinds of food, which is these large bowls, but they're divided into different compartments. So you put different foods in the different compartments. So if that bowl breaks into half, clearly you can still use, you know, the other half for the other food, and it's still fully usable. The fifoirin shel balabayis, also a householder's footstool, which could also be folded up or spread out, and therefore was also usable if it broke in half. Rabbi Huda Omer, he says, af hamagais v'koyed habavli k'yetzirem. Also, a certain kind of bowl and a Babylonian wooden drinking mug, which if they were split into two, they would also be still usable and therefore remain impure. Klei eitz me'masa mekablin tuma. So, slight change of topic, a wooden utensil, when does it become susceptible to impurity, meaning at what stage in their manufacture? Do they, if they touch impurity, would they accept the impurity? They're considered like functional or complete, etc. Hamitavarissa, so the first cases we're going to deal with are bed and a crib. Misheshofen ba'or hadag, when he rubs them with fish skins. Fish skin in those days was their sandpaper, and he used to rub the wooden, you know, the bed or the crib with fish skin, and that would smooth it out. And that would be like its completion, you know. So normal utensils don't need this sanding, essentially. But a bed or a crib did, because people didn't want to get splinters from them. So until they sanded them, they weren't really considered usable. Gemar shelot lashuf tma, but if for whatever reason he decided not to rub them, the bed or the crib with the fish skin, then they would be susceptible to impurity at that point. If mentally he says, I'm not going to sand this bed or this crib, so then it is susceptible to impurity from then on. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Amita mishisarek ba shloisha batim. He says, a bed, when he weaves in it three grids, meaning when they put the ropes, they put them along the length of the bed, right? Remember, it had like a wooden frame and then ropes formed the like mattress. So he puts the ropes along the length of the bed and then he puts three horizontal ropes across the width. So at that point, says Rabbi Meir, would be usable as a seat or usable for a small child. And therefore, at that point, it would already be susceptible to impurity. But he brings up here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir.
Yeah. Does it
follow? Yeah. Does not. It has to be completely finished. And sanded.
In both cases.